Tap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Been a huge Nick Saban guy. I admit, top five greatest coaches in any sport in the history of our country.
Yes.
He's amazing.
Yes.
I am falling in love with that dude.
Already? So what happens when Clemson starts to slip now. You're not a Dabo guy.
I'd go play for Dabo. If you said I got to go play for one of them, I'm going to Clemson every time. Every time. But I am more amused and understanding of Nick Saban. Take that, Abdallah. Than I've ever been. Like yesterday, he looked at the media. We'll play it later. Any of you play sports? I love when he just comes out firing. Did any of you play sports?
I look forward to hearing that. I want to hear that in his context.
It's really good. Anyway, can Matt Nagy build a game plan to make Justin Fields shine Sunday in Cleveland? Do you have faith in Nagy? 312-332-3776. Dave in Hyde Park. Hey, Dave, what's up, Sparkles?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Dave? What's going on in Mellow Yellow today, man? You going to give me lunch?
I don't know about lunch, bro. Maybe we can do some Giordano's later in Hyde Park. How about that?
Giordano's?
Cap, listen, man. I grew up on Giordano's, man. I'm born and raised in Bronzeville, brother. So
that's where
51st and Hyde Park was the spot for me.
Yeah. Anyway, Lou's got to get out there. They got to get in the community, deep into the community in Hyde Park.
They're in the lawn there.
No. I mean, like Hyde Park.
I'll have to check with my wife and see the closest one to Hyde Park. There you go.
Hey, guys. So I actually think the answer to that question is yes and no, and I'm going to tell you why. Andy Dalton is going to be the starter if he's healthy, because if you think about it, from a job security standpoint, the longer Dalton plays, or more importantly, the longer Justin Fields doesn't play, he's not exposed for being this bad play caller that we've all come to identify him as being. Now, if Justin Fields gets out there and he's producing, as we all think he will, he cannot possibly get a job back to Dalton, because then he's going to lose the locker room. So for those reasons, the answer is yes and no.
What do you think of that?
I appreciate the call, Dave, in Hyde Park. I understand where he's coming from. I do. In the end, I think this decision is going to be out of Matt's hands. I really believe that.
Why do you say that?
Because I believe in this kid.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this kid is going to play well enough that you gain nothing benching him. Look, if he goes out and is just awful, awful, like they dropped him in the middle of the ocean, like I said last hour, okay, go back to Dalton. Then we got larger problems. That's not going to happen. Again, he may not look like Patrick Mahomes. He's got a long way to go. He's going to be a guy you look at and go, that dude's going to be a star.
You know, I just don't want the mixed messages happening in that locker room. We always talk about how harmonious that locker room is, mm-hmm. and how they got a good culture.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the quarterback situation can really undo a locker room, right?
No doubt.
Because you know everything. Even though the defensive guys play as hard as they can, you know it's an offensive league. And it's about trying to put points on the board, which has been a major problem for the Bears, right? And so my hope is that however this materializes, this will be a positive for the Bears. As I mentioned to you before, I thought there would be an 8-9 ball club, whoever the quarterback is, because I think they have 8-9 talent offensively. Maybe Justin Fields can maybe move that up. But just don't screw it up and keep going back and forth. That soundbite that we played earlier leaves a door open for Andy Dalton's return. And I know that you promised Andy the job, but he pretty much said Andy's the starter if healthy. But don't put yourself in a pickle when Justin starts to play better, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, well, you know, I know that Andy's getting better, but Justin's our guy. Well, that's different from what you said. No mixed messages. Stick with a quarterback and go with it.
This is Matt again. If healthy, is Dalton your starter? Pay attention to the last 7 or 8 seconds.
When Andy is healthy, he's our starter. And then I go back to for Justin. Justin's worried about right now, and Justin's worried about trying to help us beat Cleveland. I've talked about it this entire time that we're not going to get into that what-if game. We do want to see who's, you know, like when Justin's out here and what he's been doing in practice as a look team, trying to be the best quarterback he can be. That's all we want right now. That's all Andy and Justin want, is to be the best they can be. And then when that time comes, there's a lot of stuff that can happen between now and then. So I don't really want to go there other than just saying that when Andy is healthy, he's our starter.
There's a lot that can happen between now and then.
But on the front end, you heard what he said.
Correct. No need to say it. If he would have handled it properly, it's, Coach, is Andy your quarterback when he's healthy? Justin's starting Sunday. Andy's trying to get his knee healthy. Nick will back him up. Next, is Andy the starter when he's healthy? Justin's starting Sunday. Andy's trying to get healthy. Nick will back him up. Next. It's not all I'm talking about. Sunday.
Cap, can you do me a favor? Can you? This is. I'm not going to put you through the ringer, because I think this is a simple question that we all should know. We should know the answer, but I just need to know for my edification. Does PR talk to Matt before he speaks to the media?
I believe they do.
You sure? Because otherwise, that's a whole mess.
Well,
don't they talk this stuff over?
I don't believe they sit him down and go, here's what you've got to say.
No, but
he's
in
charge.
But I think if I'm PR, I'm like, okay, so what do you want to talk about today? It's kind of like Danny with us in the IDOT bullpen, right?
Correct.
Here's what's going on as far as the injury report. Now, is there anything that you want to say? What message do you want to tell the media? What are you going to say? I think that's important, right? I don't know if Ted and George care about that, but if I'm PR, like, get your story straight, man. Are you saying for sure on the record that if Andy Dalton is healthy, he will return as a starter of this football team? Are you really saying that? And if you're saying that, can you tell those veterans with a straight face, yeah, we're going to go back and forth like a Mickey Mouse?
You're 100% right.
I'm just saying, like,
you have a quizzical look on your face, and you are 100% right.
Just get the story straight, whatever it is. Like, are you saying that Andy's returning if Andy's 100% healthy? So that could be week 6, week 7, maybe, right, with the bone bruise. Maybe.
Yeah, we don't know.
Maybe. It's not fractured, it's a bone bruise.
But then don't say a lot can change between now and then.
Well, what are you
saying then? Just stick to this week. Andy's injured. Nick's the backup. Justin's starting. All I'm talking about. Next. What about when Andy's healthy? Andy's injured. Justin's starting. Nick backs him up. Next.
I would sit down, Matt, if he was right between us. And you know what I would say? I wouldn't even ask him questions. You know what I would tell him? I'd give him some advice. I'm older than Matt, I think.
You are.
You're older than Matt.
Yes.
You know what we do? We sit him down. No questions, Matt. Let me give you a little advice. You're always trying to give your players advice. Let me give you a little advice. You can't please everyone all the time.
Correct.
You're not going to please everyone all the time. We do this show every morning. So I'm going to make someone laugh or piss them off in the same segment.
You and I have gone at it.
But the point is, though, it's like...
It's not always wine and cheese.
No, it's just part of life, right? It's just part of life.
Correct.
You're not going to please everybody all the time. And so for Matt Nagy, he's trying to be a crowd pleaser. Stop trying to please everybody. Well, you know, if Andy's healthy, he's our starter, but things could change. Because you're trying to make Andy happy. You're trying to make Foles happy. You're trying to make Justin happy. That's not going to happen.
Well said.
You're the leader of men. And as a leader of men, you want them to charge that hill, take that hill with you. And even those guys that are going to be behind you, guess what? They're not with you 100%, but enough for them to follow you.
Correct.
Is that good enough? Yes, it should be. But this whole appeasing, well, Andy's our guy and Justin's our guy. This is why the Bears are on here half the damn time on TV being raked over the coals by the media.
Correct. Like, if they were watching him today and he went up there and said, guys, new way of handling things here. Guess what? Justin's the starter. What I say goes. I am the ultimate decision maker. What my word is law. You may not agree. You can write your articles. I'm more than happy to answer your questions. Justin starting. Andy's injured. Nick packs him up. What else you want to know? But you're right. He's a pleaser.
Dude, you can't be a neophyte as a play caller and a people person.
You're right.
Because at least, hey, you got to make the tough decisions when you're in leadership.
Coach, why'd you not challenge that? Because I didn't think it was the right time to challenge it. Was I wrong? Maybe. That was my call. Next.
That's it. That's
Instead
it.
Instead of, well.
It's leadership.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't understand, Cap.
Let's grab Mel in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Mel, what's up? How's the diner?
A little cold out. Anyway, I don't have any faith in Matt Nagy to make Justin Fields.
Stow it, Blondie. Go ahead, Mel. What is it about Matt Nagy? What?
I don't have any faith that he has the ability to make Justin Fields the best quarterback he can be. And if he does do that, he doesn't have anything around him, and he doesn't have any draft capability because of what Pace has done to back him up and give him the people he needs to make it work. There's no way the Bears are succeeding this year or next year, period.
Yeah, I think you're again, you fan how you want to fan. I'm not coming down on you. I'm just telling you, I think you're being way too negative. Way too negative. For me. You do how you want.
I'm from New York, so that's the way it flows.
Okay.
I get it. And appreciate your call, Mel. I just see more talent there. I see a brighter future. Is it close? No, because this is what we're dealing with.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
I mean, you can get rid of Ryan and Matt. I heard Tommy and Mark talking about it yesterday. They would have made a change. We said that last year. We would have as well.
That's correct.
Guess what? Those two dudes, if they're out, who's hiring them? George and Ted.
That's correct.
Get worried. Jeff Dickerson joins us. We'll get the latest from Hallis and more of your calls next.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Jeff Dickerson. He is brought to you, as always, by the Pride Stores. Right now, if you purchase select food items at the Pride, including Urban Counter and Taco Urbano, a 20-ounce drink is only 59 cents. And I heard Carm reading the spot the other day on how great the food is at the Pride Stores. So if you're looking for real quality food, the Pride Stores. And if you want real quality NFL coverage, a tinge of negativity at times, but he's been much better.
Yes.
That would be Jeff Dickerson.
He's known as, around these parts, as Mr. NFL Live, because he was all over the TV yesterday.
There you go.
After complaining about being on, now he was on, signing up next to a Dan Orlovsky and a Keyshawn Johnson.
You better hope, JD, that we draft another quarterback next year, because it'll keep you relevant nationally for years.
Or Justin Fields is really good, and he keeps us relevant nationally for years. But you see the power of Cap and Jay Hood, the Men in Blazers morning show here in Chicago. You make one little comment about how, you know, NFL Live doesn't use us much anymore. And what happens? Boom. Right next to a Dan Orlovsky.
Right.
Hanging out with Keyshawn.
Yes. Let's get it on.
And having a drink with Max on his new show, This Just In. I mean, that is the power of Cap and Jay Hood. They obviously, the suits in Bristol obviously heard my call, and I answered the call.
Yes, you did.
Nice.
Tossing it to a Jeff Darlington. Very good. Very well done. And a very nice tie and shirt combination by you as well, my
friend. Let's go to Miami, where Jeff Darlington has a quarterback issue of his own that he's covering.
Ah, very well written.
That's free. That's restaurant quality stuff right there. That's free.
That's it. You and I use that. Hoodie taught us that one. All right.
So here we are with the quarterback situation.
Correct. So Hoodie and I have been discussing this. Matt said, yeah, Andy Dalton's the starter when he's healthy. And then, of course, at the end, he has to throw in there. But a lot can happen between now and then. I don't believe anything any of these coaches say. Do you?
Well, I think as far as coaches go, Matt Nagy does the best as far as giving us stuff that we need to do our jobs, okay? Mm-hmm. Has he been 100% truthful on everything? No. Is he better than 95% of the league? Yes, okay? This is the reason why he keeps saying that it's Dalton's job if he's healthy. in the event this goes really south. Now, I don't think it's going to. I think Justin Fields is going to be fine. I'm not saying he's going to have like 500 yards passing or anything like that this weekend, but I think that he is prepared enough where he's going to go out there and do a serviceable job to begin and then just get better and better every single week. But, guys, there has to be a little understanding that if this goes totally sideways and he's just terrible, right, and they're losing, they're getting blown out, and Dalton's healthy in a couple of weeks, well, now at least Nagy has given himself the opportunity to go back to Dalton, even though we all don't believe it's going to happen. They don't believe it's going to happen. But they've left themselves a little bit of wiggle room. It's just in the event that Fields bombs. And I don't think he's going to bomb. I really don't. And I like what he said yesterday. You guys heard the press conference, how he doesn't get nervous anymore. Mm-hmm. When he was a young player, like freshman in high school, sophomore in high school, he would get super nervous. Then when he became a junior, he kind of like figured out, like, I'm not going to be a bundle of nerves anymore. And he's been that way throughout his career. So I believe he's confident. I'm not sure if the results are going to be amazing, but I believe that he's confident, and I think he's going to do a pretty darn good job. In a couple of weeks, this whole Andy Dalton, you know, mini little controversy will be long forgotten.
My friend, what is your letter grade for the offensive line last week, and do you believe it will carry over to the Browns game?
Yeah, I thought not bad. I think the Bengals got a little bit of pressure as the game went on. You know, when Dalton was out and Fields came in and they decided to blitz, I mean, they had some pressure. But I would say the offensive line played a pretty good game. I would say that was like a good solid B, wouldn't you? I mean, yeah. I thought they run blocked pretty well. A couple of penalties. I think the penalties are what probably would bring the grade down. Maybe B minus, Jonathan. C plus, B minus, because of the penalties. I forgot about that for a second.
Well, the reason why that we ask is because Cap and I have been talking about, you know, the adjustment that the offensive line has to make with Justin back there.
That's
as
true.
A quarterback. So I'm wondering how much of an adjustment is that for the offensive line, knowing that you have a quarterback that is fleet of foot.
I think you have to block differently. And I think Jason Peters told you that the other day, didn't he? I mean, he was pretty honest. When he said, look, I have to block differently. I mean, Andy Dalton is going to drive up in the pocket, whereas Justin Fields might spin out and take it to the edge. So, I mean, I think they have to be very cognizant of that. I don't think it's like you change all your techniques, you change everything across the board. It's just something that you have to be aware of. Like, hey, listen, I got a guy that can bounce it out. So maybe I want to take my guy upfield a little more. Maybe I want to cut him off quicker. So there's all the nuances the offensive lineman can use. But, yeah, I mean, running is going to be a big part of the game plan on Sunday. I know that with Trubisky, there was this frustration level where it always seemed like he was never really put in a position, in some circumstances, to succeed because they did not want to move the pocket as much with him. I'm telling you guys, you're going to see a lot of RPOs. You're going to see the pocket moved. They're going to let Justin Fields run a lot this weekend because, as we've seen, that part of his game right now is far superior to the other parts of his game.
Is the offensive line better than we give it credit for? Because all five guys played 100% of the snaps on Sunday. I go back and watch the tape. Jason Peters was pancaking dudes.
Pretty good.
Afedi has had a really good year last year. He's been good through 2 weeks this year. James Daniels is really a good player. Mustafer's got to get stronger and better, but he's a young kid learning. And Dakota Whitehair's gone to the Pro Bowl. Is this a better O-line than it gets credit for?
I think that it needs to prove that, Cap. I think it was a good game last week. They were playing the Bengals. Now as we move on to tougher competition, I think they have to prove that and earn that. Wouldn't you say? Isn't that fair? I think, how about this? I think that there is a chance it's a better offensive line than people gave it credit for to begin the year. And it was hard to project this offensive line, Cap, because there were so many injuries. I mean, you lost two tackles in Los Angeles with Peters going down and Larry Borum, who's on injured reserve. James Daniels missed time this summer. Afedi had the hip. So
Tevin Jenkins
had the back surgery. So my point is, it was very hard to look at that offensive line over the summer and say, okay, this is going to be a big strength of the team. Week one, not so good. The injuries obviously played a big role. Week two, a lot better. Let's see what week three brings. And then week four. This is going to be a great, I think, test for them on Sunday. It's a good Browns team. don't have to whisper anymore, Jonathan, how bad they are. It's
yes.
a good Browns team.
Yes.
It's a road game. It's a pretty tough place to play. Got a rookie quarterback out there. Let's see what they do with it.
My friend, I'd like for you to tell me which defense will stand up. Is it week one or week two's defense?
Yeah.
Which one will stand up? I mean, exactly what do the Bears have? Is it more like week one or week two?
I think they're a little closer to week two than week one. I mean, mm-hmm. week one was historically terrible, but they still made some mistakes. And for that game to get to 2017 was not a really encouraging sign last week. There's just too much talent on this defense for them to be as bad as they showed in week one. You know, Robert Quinn isn't playing bad, Jonathan. He really isn't. He's got a couple of sacks. He had a nice TFL against the Bengals. If they could get him going, they still got to figure out the nickel spot. I mean, Duke Shelley was the guy last week, and that was just kind of so-so. Mm-hmm. Marquis Christian only okay, obviously, in week one. Thought Jalen Johnson played pretty well, Kendall Vildor. The safeties were better for the most part, but then there's always still some ups and downs with that group. I would say, like, if you're saying, okay, are they going to be as bad as they were week one more often this season, or are they going to be sort of as effective as they were week two more often? I would still lean towards week two just because there is so much talent on every level. And if Akeem Hicks, guys, can play like he played every week like he did against the Bengals, that's going to be a tough defense because he was out there hitting guys, even down the field hitting guys on Sunday. That was great to see.
Cap, have you seen the injury report for the Browns?
I have. I have it here.
It looks like a mesh unit. So
yeah, they're banged up.
So no Beckham, no Landry.
Here you go.
The tight end is an issue.
You got the Browns. Let's see. Offensive lineman Chris Hubbard, no practice, tricep. Sione Tatakaki, hamstring.
I had that for dinner
yesterday.
Easy for
you to say.
J.C. Treader, knee. Jedrick Willis, ankle. All did not practice. Starting center Joel Bitonio, back, limited. Jadeveon Clowney, knee, limited. Jack Conklin, starting tackle, knee, limited. Jeremiah Owens-Koramau, knee, limited. That's a lot of dudes that play a lot of minutes.
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure that most of those guys that are limited in full participation, like, you know, Beckham was full participation, you got to figure there's a good chance they're going to go. But, yeah, hey, listen, they're banged up. The Bears have some injuries. Jeremy Itachu did not practice yesterday because of his hamstring. You know, Dalton's out.
Bless you.
Akeem Hicks is sick. Thank you. You know, Eddie Goldman, limited with a knee. It'd be nice if he could get some full participation. And then Darnell Mooney pops up with a groin injury, which is not great. I don't think he's not going to play this weekend. But now here's someone. You want to talk about someone that could benefit immensely from Justin Fields. It's not as if Andy Dalton doesn't throw a nice deep pass down the field. But Justin Fields, his arm is just so much stronger. Now, let's see Mooney go deep a couple of times this weekend. But the groin injury, obviously, is a bit of a concern. You don't want anything to slow that guy down.
Any tight ends available for the Bears this week? Or?
They're available. Will they be used?
Yes.
Is the question, my friend.
Right. Yes. Can we please get the ball to Cole freaking Kmet and Jimmy Graham at
in the red zone.
$8 million?
Yes.
And Dan Orlovsky, I don't know if you watched his video yesterday. Did you see it?
No.
You got to watch it. He broke down every play that Justin Fields was on the field for and had exceptionally high grades for him. And he said he only missed one throw, and that was at the 5-yard line on a crosser to Jimmy Graham, who he thought might have been able to turn up and get in the end zone.
Oh, he didn't miss the interception?
No, he broke that one down. I'm talking about the play, the other plays other than that interception. He left that separate. And he said, that one's going to happen as you learn when a zero blitz is coming and when it's a fake.
Yeah, they fooled him.
He said that happens.
Yeah, it does happen for young quarterbacks, and that's the stuff he has to experience. And the hope is that he learns from that. He sees that, and next time they try to trick him another defense, that he makes that play. No, I thought there was a lot to like with Justin Fields, but I mean, I don't think everything was perfect. I thought there were some accuracy issues. I can't believe he only missed one throw, but whatever. This is why I'm only on NFL Live once every couple of months. This is the reason why.
Yeah, go see? Back and watch it. It's
Give
really, really good. Really good. So, we'll see.
JD, as always, we appreciate your time.
Guys, and your friendship. I hope you guys have a great weekend and enjoy the game, okay?
Could you give a message to Allen Robinson for me?
If I see him today, sure. What's up?
You want to get paid like a top 10 dude? Catch the GD ball.
I'm not going to give him any of your take that.
Yeah.
If you want to give him a take that.
Hey, nope. I like him. He's a good football player.
You live close enough. You come up here. That's show's right. Over. You give him a take that.
I'm walking today.
Yeah. Mono we mono.
Well, do me a favor. Send a message to Allen Robinson's agent. Tell him 15 more weeks.
And that's it. And then you'll get the multi-year deal.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon Parker, if you want to get paid, tell your dude to catch the football.
Then you can go back to Jets.
Crying out loud.
All right.
Have a good day, JD.
Take that. Bye, guys.
Take that. That's our guy, Jeff Dickerson, brought to you by the Pride Stores. We'll get to more of your calls. One of our favorites, I mean a dude we love on this show, went off again. You got to hear the audio. Next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Hey, big day today. It is the day of Walk as One Chicago as we try to raise money for Bernie's Book Bank, an amazing organization that supplies high-quality reading and learning materials to underserved boys and girls in the Chicago area. It's a cause near and dear to my heart. And we will have a group of us walking today. We're over $140,000 in donations. Please go to walkasonechicago.org. A dollar helps. It does. A billion helps. Whatever you can give, we would appreciate your support.
Darren's here.
Yes,
from the
sir.
Charity, our
yep.
main man.
Darren Utnick, the CEO. And make sure you get that right.
He's nuts, dude. He's wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm not walking in
shorts.
He's
going to be freezing.
I got joggers on. Yeah.
And a jacket and a long sleeve shirt under that and a t-shirt under that and a hat on your head.
Yes. I am not going to freeze out there. And I got a hoodie in my bag. I'm ready to go. You like my Bernie's Book Bank vest?
You're carrying hoodie in your bag?
It's going to make the walk a lot tougher.
Not that strong. So, anyway, it's going to be fun. I'm excited. We start at United Center. Be a group of us participating in this. And looking forward to it, man. It's going
to be... Will you stretch before? You've been sitting all show. That was a smart move.
I haven't sat all show, but I sat a lot of it
most
on
of
your
show.
Guidance, the
yeah,
armchair nutrition.
Listen, when you stand, you put pressure on your lower back. When you walk, you put pressure on your lower back. You're better off sitting down a little bit. Are you going to stretch?
Yes, 100%. Got CBD. I'm going to slather all over my knees.
Are you going to get high during the walk?
No, I'm not going to get high during the walk. What kind of example does that set?
It's legal. But I don't understand. You.
No, I'm not going to get
Are you going to have a drink after the walk?
100%.
So that's acceptable, but getting high during the walk's not.
Correct. Mike Thomas, I know, will be bringing me some kind of a cocktail. He did that last year. Last year, it was vodka and club soda in my own personal little bottle. So he's going to bring two, one for Darren, too. So got Melnati's pizza at the finish tonight. It's a lot to walk for, Danny. We're raising money.
You're doing it for the kids. That's the most important. As the son of two Chicago public school teachers, you're doing it for the right reasons.
There you go. Take that. 312-332-3776. One of our favorites went off again. It's our guy, Mad Dog Chris Russo. Hoodie does an amazing Mad Dog impersonation, but this is the real thing.
Tatum, Atkinson, Willie Brown. Any of these quarterbacks come against those guys who basically Skip Thomas, Legend of Doom? Anybody? I mean, did Manning go up against those guys? Cool, man. Well, you know, you ran over the middle, they clothesline you, knock you out, and concuss you. Anybody who gave you late hits all the time, who destroyed offenses, who killed your receivers at the line of scrimmage? Mauled running backs, sent you to the hospital. Any of these defenses do that today? That's who Bradshaw went up against. One of the ruggedest secondaries in the history. They were nasty and dirty. In the history of the National Football League. History. Willie Brown, Atkinson, Skip Thomas, and Tatum. You found me a secondary today in the NFL is as nasty as that. Not a chance in America. Some kid coming out of college who doesn't know anything about playing defense like they did. and I got you guys knocking these quarterbacks, the guys in the 70s, Starbucks going against those kind of guys. Big Ben Davidson. Dan Connors, the middle linebacker. Oh, that's such drunk for moths. Oh, my God. Teddy Hendricks. You guys are there football here in 2020. You don't know anything about it.
How great was that?
Oh, my God. Out of control.
Out of control.
Anybody?
And then he goes off with us about the NBA.
Yeah. He's not done. He's got more. You know,
Havlicek.
Yeah, I understand. Havlicek. Yes,
they took a trade.
I understand.
Skip Thomas.
Yeah, I understand. Now, again, I have so much to look forward to with this because that's going to be you in a couple years, just yelling about the Cubs, and I'm just going to sit here and I'm just going to just listen.
No shot.
Oh, what?
No shot.
Oh yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
I've tuned out the Matote a long time ago.
I don't care what tuna you've tuned out. Bottom line is that you're going to be going off about the Cubs. I'm just going to sit here and listen. I've already seen it happen. You make it seem like, oh, I don't do that. Excuse me? You black out when you get after the Cubs. It's not even you. You just black out. It's not even Cap anymore. Just some kind of dark, deep resentment against the Cubs organization sometimes.
I just get annoyed with them.
I get it. I totally get it. I understand.
And if this guy...
Who?
Matty Ice up in Lake Forest.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he benches Justin Fields and it's not deserved to go back to Andy Dalton, I will black out on the air.
I've done it. We've all done it. There's no question. I just think it's funny. I hope people can be able to see this. It's one thing to hear it, but you got to see him. Chris Russo is a very odd individual. And I don't know who he's bending over and yelling at. Most of this was on a couch in which he's sitting on the edge of the couch, not sitting back into the couch. He's sitting on the edge of the couch and just bending over. Anybody? Anybody? Like, he's yelling.
Anybody?
I mean, but I don't know what. Did you see the video of
this?
What's wrong with him? Who's he yelling at?
He was with Danny and with me.
That's right.
San Diego. And immediately he goes off about you, Darvish, and. It's unbelievable to watch.
But why
the air, he's a ball of nervous energy, too. Like, he doesn't sit still. He's constantly moving around.
Right. He doesn't just go, yeah, how you guys doing? Everything good? All right, let's do this. All right, I'm ready. No. He's that dude everywhere he goes.
The cap
Starbucks of Starbucks going against those kind of guys.
The cap of New York.
Pretty much.
I can't sit still. I don't understand. Ortega, jeez, he's 30.
Oh, that's such drunk for moths.
Swindell. He's not part of our future. What are you talking about? You take that. I mean, that's pretty much you in a couple years.
Oh, then, no, they were nasty and dirty.
You're going to be talking about, you know, basketball players taking them the train to get to games.
We have taking trains to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
See? That's the one.
Exactly. That's going to be you.
It is.
Basketball.
I'm just going to be sitting here just watching. Like, boy, this old man's lost his mind. What happened?
Someday.
Played his ass off.
One day they're gonna get the white coach for you.
It makes me sick.
You're still waiting for like the quarterback to come through and the Cubs trying to win another World Series. You're just gonna just snap and
no, Willie Brown!
The guys with the white coach are gonna come get you.
Just start naming Cubs names.
Straight jacket on me.
Yeah.
Do you know where you're at? Yes, Rizzo! White Sox lineup out for game one. It should be a clinch.
I hope so.
We should be celebrating. Not only the walk today, that team's going to clinch today, I'm telling you.
Danny, any rain in Detroit? Are we good?
We're good. I think we're clear. Are you going to drink champagne on the walk if they clinch while you get
100%.
High?
100%. I'm not getting high.
It's a no shot.
Darren and I will. Darren is going to get a bottle of champagne. Shit. He's got a great staff. They will have champagne if the White Sox clinch for us.
At the end.
We'll drink it while we're on the thing. We'll stagger through the rest of the walk.
Wow.
Tim Anderson leads off at short. Moncada in the two-hole at third. Abreu at first. Grandal catches. Robert in center hitting fifth. Jimenez in left. Garcia in right. Sheets is DHing. Cesar Hernandez is at second. And Reynaldo Lopez. Is
my
on
God
the
Almighty!
Hill.
Exactly, Miller. You're right about it. It's like they're trying to clinch with a babyface assassin on the mound. And by the way, By the way, Cap, I know that we've had a busy show, and this is why I took care of it yesterday. The Under the Hood Basketball Podcast brought to you by DraftKings. It's on our Cap and J-Hood feed right now. If you want to hear thoughts about the Bulls, training camp opens next week.
It's crazy.
This is going too fast.
Crazy.
Man. So training camp opens. We talk about Ben Simmons. Have a special guest on there. It's right there live now on the Cap and J-Hood Podcast feed on the ESPN Chicago app. Click that. You get all the basketball information that you need about the offseason.
That's right. Basketball!
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Well done.
Indeed, it is basketball.
All right. Take a train. We're getting ready. It's time to talk to our boss because we got a big announcement. That is next.
Tatum, Atkinson, Willie Brown.
Willie Brown.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
So as we all get set for the debut of the next big thing in Chicago sports, that would be Justin Fields. And we revel in the fact that Aaron Rodgers wants no part of Green Bay after this season.
Wait a minute. I thought the biggest thing in Chicago sports is you.
No shot.
It is for me. How about that?
You're bigger than me.
Oh, no. The White Sox are bigger than both of us.
There you go. May be clinching on our air today. But we do have something huge going on.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to walk with the fine folks from Bernie's Book Bank, Darren Utnick, the CEO. We're trying to raise money for this amazing organization that provides books for underserved boys and girls in the Chicago area. They've distributed over 20 million books over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And last year we raised just over $100,000. This year we're already north of 140, and we're trying to grow that number substantially. And that leads us to our boss. He is the CEO. He is the big cheese. He is Craig Karmazon of Good Karma Brands. Craig, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys.
Craig, I don't understand this whole parallel of The Last Dance with the Packers. I mean, I love The Last Dance documentary like the next fan, but I mean, Aaron Rodgers is taking it way too far. It's not The Last Dance. He'll play again.
Yeah, he's won one title.
Yeah, what Last Dance?
I think he watched, he was like all of us home during the pandemic, watched what went on and just saw an organization that... It's not, I don't think, for him about what happened in the past. It's about what more could have happened in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I think he believes the same thing. He believes that if the culture was right, if there was the right appreciation for the players, that there could be many seasons of winning from here, like he felt, like the Bulls, that didn't have to be their last championship. He felt like there could have been more after that. And that's the parallelism. It's not looking backwards. It's actually looking at what could have been moving forward.
Is he as big a diva as he appears to be? I know he's a great player, but he appears to be a diva. Is he?
I don't believe him to be. I believe that everyone wants to have their opinion matter at work. And I think he is speaking for a lot of people on his own team and around the NFL who don't feel like they have a voice in the process. And I don't think that's the culture of the NFL. I don't think it's the culture of the Green Bay Packers. And I think he speaks as someone who winning is the most important thing for him. And I think when he looks back at his career and he has won Super Bowl to this point, I think he truly believes if the right appreciation was shown for other players, if the right culture existed, if the right listening was happening from the organization to its coaches and players, that would be 2, 3, or 4 Super Bowls. And I think as he realizes with 5 years left, he realizes, hey, I don't mind being the bad guy, but I don't want to go out of the NFL with one championship. I see what Tom Brady did. I see what other people can do when they're supported in ways that I don't feel like I'm supported in Green Bay.
Greg, I don't know about you, but I watched the Manning broadcast for the last Monday Night Football, and they did it a very big number. Did you see that, Cap, the number they did?
Yeah, it went up dramatically. I think it was double what it was week one. Week one was about 800,000. I think they were north of a million.
Yeah, so they did very well. I think the key to that, though, was Brett Favre. I don't know about you. Craig, I know that my opinion matters in this company. I say hire Brett Favre. The way he glared into the screen and was 2 hours late for the broadcast, I think that he'd be great for good karma.
We have tried many, many times. He was actually booked to come and hang with us at the Wisconsin Sports Awards that got canceled due to COVID. Brett has always been great. He has a great relationship, you know, with his former tackle, Mark Tauscher, and a number of people from the company, Jason Wilde, who I know you guys bet on. So we love Brett, and Brett and Aaron are so different. And the situations at the end of their career were so different. I think it's easy to draw the parallels and look at what happened at the end of Brett's career with the drafting of Aaron Rodgers and the drafting of Jordan Love by the Packers. But remember, Brett was saying for 3 or 4 years, I'm not sure if I want to play anymore. Whereas Aaron is saying, I want to play for another 5 years. So these are very different situations that are seemingly playing out in the same way, which is, which as a Bears fan, I think you could be pretty happy about.
So I am going to walk 25 miles today for Bernie's Book Bank. And you were amazingly cool last year when you called in. What did you want to tell us today?
Oh, I thought it was 26 miles. So I thought you were walking a marathon. So,
goodbye.
So if you're 25 miles, I'm not giving you anything. I mean,
all right, I'll walk an extra mile when we get done.
How about Jonathan? If he walks 25, will you do one? So will you guys combine for 26?
Sure. Sure, absolutely. Okay. I'll walk a half. What was it, 26 and a half?
Yes.
I'll do the half.
26.2.
Right? I'll do
the
marathon, 26.2. So Jonathan does the 0.7, and Cap, you do the 25.5.
Deal.
Is that a fair breakdown?
Fair.
That's kind of like this radio show, the same way.
Like when Stacey King and Michael Jordan combined for 70, kind of like that?
Kind of. Yeah, exactly. Stacey got 2 and Michael got 68.
That's exactly right.
That's it.
Yeah. So, I'd love to contribute another $10,000 this year to the walk, to Bernie's Book Bank. I mean, the idea that, you know, I think about my own daughter and, you know, to give low-income children the idea of 12 books a year for 12 years is just such a great concept. I mean, I love what they're doing. I love that it's local, and I love your willingness to jump right in and give them both all of this exposure and the money you raised through this event.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you, Cap, for doing this again. And the thing that resonates with me the most that we talk about so often, we just take for granted that everyone's got Wi-Fi, like running water, right? Everyone's got – no, that's not the case. Everyone does not have Wi-Fi. This is why the books are so important. They have reading materials, and this is why Bernie's Book Bank and ESPN 1000 are a great match.
Appreciate you saying that, Craig. Your generosity is just amazing. And thank you, because last year when you called in on the Black and Abdallah show – and made such a great donation. They said you would not believe the phone started jumping and the website started to click. So thank you for your kindness and your generosity.
No, thanks for what you're doing. And I am rooting for Justin Fields. I mean, what it would mean for Chicago to have a quarterback. And we can't expect too much on day one. And so we just need to live with it this year. But it's an exciting, exciting time.
Have a great day. And appreciate